There is an explosive snowstorm in meteorological terms. It's called a bombogenesis, heading up the East Coast. We're keeping an eye on that. But first, the book that's imploding Washington. Michael Wolff's forthcoming Fire and Fury is now number one on pre-sales on Amazon. There's an excerpt in New York Magazine in which Wolff recounts how no one in the Trump campaign thought they'd win, but in losing, they'd win TV careers and a boost to the Trump brand. Then today in The Hollywood Reporter, Wolff writes about how he got what he describes as unfettered, unsupervised access to the Trump White House. He also writes that Trump's former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, tried to gamely suggest that Trump was a mere front man, that he, Bannon, was really running things until it got so dysfunctional, even Bannon tried to distance himself. Yesterday, Trump sent out that blistering statement about how his former political soulmate lost his job, was fired from the White House, and then Bannon also lost his mind. And today, Trump lawyers sent a letter to Wolff and his publisher demanding they cease and desist any further publication or release from the book, and they want copies of it. Let's bring in Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. Rick, your thoughts on all of this?
Well, you know the term about burning bridges. Steve Bannon just torched the White House, maybe all of Washington, and it has been an absolute stunner, both in its broad brush takeaways about a White House in chaos and in some of the very micro level details about the decision making at the White House and Bannon's frank assessment that the famous meeting at Trump Tower between Don Jr. and some Russian operatives was treasonous. Mm. That is a biting assessment. So whatever legal action and whatever kind of cleanup is going on at the White House right now, those words stand there from the former chief strategist, the former campaign manager for Donald Trump.
Well, you are taking them at face value because, as you know, there are questions about Michael Wolff's reporting today in the Washington Post. We're going to get to that later in the program. But we noted, for instance, that Wolff writes that then President Trump responded to someone when they suggested he bring in John Boehner, you know, former Republican leader, that he responded, "Boehner, who? Who's he?" But Trump tweeted about John Boehner years ago. So there are some questioning Wolff's accounts, but Wolff reportedly has hours of tapes with his interview subjects. Tell people who haven't read these excerpts some of the things we might hear.
Well, it is notable that President Trump gave the green light for him to get this access. And Steve Bannon himself sat down for many hours of interviews. The deputy chief of staff, Katie Walsh, was also quoted on the record in this account, in addition to other kind of more peripheral advisors over time. And they talk about a president who, as a candidate and then as a president, is disinterested, frankly, not that bright, not that smart, not that read in, kind of loses a train of thought, repeats himself over and over again. And in some of the more peculiar details, likes to eat McDonald's because he's afraid about being poisoned and that food isn't pre-made, and insists on changing his own sheets or only having them changed when he says they can be changed.
He will take them off. No, you're right. He will take them off. No one else can take them off.
Right. So that to me, the portrait of a president whose behavior borders on paranoia, I think is damaging. And I think that the fact that it's portrayed by many people close to Donald Trump that he's just not that bright, maybe not capable of carrying out the duties of the presidency, that stinks as much as the very biting assessments of the Trump children.
You mentioned Katie Walsh, the 32-year-old, very straight-laced, longtime Republican and deputy chief of staff, who asks Jared Kushner, what are the top three goals of this administration? He has no answer. It's frightening also in that way. I mean, people who do not like Trump and didn't like the people involved in his campaign are going to eat this up. But how troubling is it from the perspective of who's running the government?
Well, I think it confirms a lot of the perceptions of utter chaos inside the West Wing. It may be a version of functional chaos, which is the best spin you can put on it. But the fact that so many top aides and advisors have almost given up on getting through to the president in a rational way, you know, I had two minds on this because I think on one level, it is an absolutely devastating portrait of the inner workings of the West Wing, unprecedented in the access and this kind of portrayal of a president that doesn't seem to be able to do the job. On the other hand, we've known a lot of this, and it has been par for the course over the last year, and somehow the nation's still standing.
Look, last night on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight, callers praised Steve Bannon, saying Trump couldn't have gotten elected without you. Trump made a huge mistake with his statement yesterday, slamming Bannon, saying that he'd lost his mind. Here's how Bannon responded.
The President of the United States is a great man. You know, I support him day in and day out, whether going through the country, giving the Trump miracle speech, or on the show or on the website. So I don't think you have to worry about that. But I appreciate the kind words.
Well, what's going on here politically? Are they fighting over this base? What, you know, and why would he say that about Trump having said the things he said in the book?
I think a few things going on here. One is Steve Bannon has no great love for the Trump children. The Javanka, as he talks about Jared and Ivanka, as well as Don Jr., come in for very harsh treatment. I think he wanted to make clear in this book, in his cooperation with Michael Wolff, that that harsh assessment that Bannon has. I think the other thing, though, is a claim on the base of Trump supporters. Steve Bannon is making a claim for those supporters at a time where their support for Donald Trump is strong, but maybe not permanent. Yeah. When you look at some of the things that are about to happen, the potential deal on immigration and on budget and spending issues, it's possible that President Trump betrays his base, and it's possible that Steve Bannon tries to get there first, though it's quite a calculation right. to take on the President of the United States like this.
It's possible they make up. We're watching sort of a marital spat. It's really yeah. uncomfortable, but it's possible because today the President spoke to reporters at the White House and reportedly sarcastically said, "I don't know. He called me a great man last night," in what we just heard. He obviously changed his tune pretty quick, so we will stay tuned. Rick Klein, political director at ABC News, thank you.
Hey, thank you.